Every Day is Earth Day is supported by Minnesota Valley Federal Credit Union. With two locations in Mankato since 1934, it pays to bank where you're part owner, member NCUA. More at mnvalleyfcu.coop. And Every Day is Earth Day is also supported by members of the Executive Board of the South Central Minnesota Clean Energy Council. Find out more at smcleanenergy.org. Good morning. For Every Day is Earth Day today, we are talking about Less is Best, Ways to Reduce Waste event with Sonia Parr Baker. She is part of the Greater Mankato Zero Waste Steering Committee. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning.
Now, you are a part of this Greater Mankato Zero Waste Steering Committee. Let's, before folks who have never heard of it, what is Mankato Zero Waste?
Sure. So, you know, we're a group of volunteers that gets together and plans ways that we can reduce waste and live, in ways that produce less waste, ultimately. So we've worked on composting in the area, and we've worked on ways to collect, plastic and plastic film, plastic bags, and get rid of some of those things in better ways. So we have this fun event coming up.
It says it's coming up on Saturday, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Let's talk about the details. Where is it at, and who is it for?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's at Sibley Park Pavilion. It's absolutely open to anyone. So right at that Park Pavilion in Sibley Park, and anyone can come. It's going to be a great time. Really, this event was born of a request that our committee got to have a forum of some kind where people could exchange ideas for ways to live, zero waste. Ultimately, that's the ideal, but just, less waste in their lives. And how do they get familiar with those things and find out about those things? So we have conjured up this event.
And it says it's at Sibley Park Pavilion. Is it rain or shine then?
Yes. Yep. And Sibley Park Pavilion is, has plenty of indoor space.
Okay. Yep. I just wanted to make sure. And now it looks like it's for all ages because it says there's a creation station for anyone over age 3. It's got door prizes. It sounds like it's also got displays and speakers, it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. We'll have displays and speakers on things like solar for your home, and we'll have a presentation and a display on home energy efficiency. We'll have ideas about composting and ways to reduce the plastic in your life, so plastic-free products and things like that, and information on our upcoming styrofoam event.
So
lots of great things, and I think it'll be really inspiring. I think it'll be really fun, and ultimately, we're hoping that kids can be involved, and it'll be a fun thing to attend and just get ideas and really get our minds going about how we can, little things we can change in our lives and maybe big things too. There will be an electric vehicle to try out.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be exciting.
And it says there'll be plastic alternatives. Will they have samples and things like that?
Yep, exactly. So, samples of the products. And some of the door prizes are going to be, some of those products to try out. And so ways to, swap things out, like our hand soap at home, we don't use any of the plastic bottles anymore. We use a glass bottle that we refill. So things like that, just little ideas.
Okay, those are great. And I see one thing on here is the Trex plastic film recycling. And if I recall, I think our church does that in Upper North Mankato, where you collect that stretchy plastic film and then they make it into benches or something. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're exactly right. So we collect from a number of places in Mankato, North Mankato, and Lake Crystal. And we've gotten it going in all of those communities. And we collect the, so any plastic wrap, like the pallet wrap and plastic bags and, the plastic that your toilet paper comes in, things like that. It's a really good way to reuse that. And so what they do is they send it to this company, Trex. And Trex then, when we send in 500 pounds for each community every 6 months, we get a bench made out of that composite material. So Trex makes the bench and sends it to us. And we've put a number up in the community. So there's one at Spring Lake Park at the Splash Pad, I think, and one in front of the food shelf and the Crystal Lake Community Center. So, and one, by the church garden. So they're going up around the community, and we're getting those because we've I don't know how many thousands of pounds we've now sent in. I know it's way up there now, so it's a really exciting thing that we've been doing for just a couple of years now.
I always wondered about the plastics thing, because I know when we first started doing it, talked about the plastics needed to be stretchy, and it did include things like cereal box bags and things like that. But I think that wondering if this would help people understand what is recyclable, because there are things that you think are plastic and you say, well, can I recycle this or that? Are they going to expound on that maybe a little bit?
Yes, exactly. So there will be someone there with a table about Trex, and so they'll have information about, you know, probably a big poster or some visuals that we can talk about, you know, exactly what kinds of plastics go into that. And I think that that is really helpful, because having that conversation and having, you know, more of that information, you know, even for me, it's like I forget, okay, in our salad bag, you know, that our salads come in, can we recycle that? No, we can't. But I can't remember. And no, not the frozen veggies bag. So it is helpful. But your cereal bag liners, for example, can. So it's helpful to just hear that information. And we're hoping that this is a place to have those conversations. There will be food as long as it lasts. We'll have some sandwiches from Pub 500, and that's free of charge. And all of this is thanks to, we do want to say, our sponsors of the event, our Mankato Clinic and Thrivent Financial. So really generous donations have made this possible, and we're so excited for the excitement and the conversations that this can drum up.
Now, it is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., so you mentioned the lunch, so that's a great opportunity to get a free lunch, it says, until it's gone. But there are also breakout sessions. So is this the kind of thing where you want to come at 10 and go to all of them, or is it a come and go, or how would you describe it?
Yeah, I think come and go is a great idea, and I think if you come early, it might be a great idea and just kind of catch what you want to, and you might want to stay for a little while. You might find those speakers are great, and you're staying throughout the day. But I think it is, you know, I think any time that you get there will be really valuable time. I think it'll just be really a neat event.
And it says electric cars, and it also has Buy Nothing groups and the Blue Earth Project. And so it'll be just information about those local groups that are part of recycling and that sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I think every group that's there with a display is going to have ideas for, you know, how can I live this out in my life. So I know Blue Earth Project, for example, does a lot of cleanups in the area. So, you know, when are those and how can I get information and help, you know, even just pick up trash in my community? Try out an electric vehicle and learn about it. There'll be one there so we can see how that works and learn more about, well, what does it take to charge and things like that. Kind of the basics, or even have that higher level conversation with some questions you've been waiting to have answered, you know, so any level I think you can engage. I know that Brianna Parbaker will be there with information on home energy efficiency, so ways that what's going on in your home and how is it heated, how is it cooled, things like that that you can do to use less energy in your home.
Especially as we come upon this air conditioning season, as we're going to come upon 80 degrees.
Right.
It's always great to have those tips, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Open up those windows and yeah, exactly. So, you know, and everyone has their own situation. So you can go there with your life in mind and think through, okay, you know, what can I do with each of these ideas?
I was thinking about a lot of times when you go to events like these, expos, things like that, there's always giveaways and they're usually plastic things. So I'm thinking this might be one that you go there, you're not going to get a bunch of plastic gimmicks to take away, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep. So we have door prizes that are, you know, some of the products like compostables or cleaning products for your home that are plastic free, and a number of door prizes that you can sign up for and, you know, maybe take a commitment with you. You can write down and say, I'm going to commit to this and do this. But you won't end up with some plastic that maybe you're likely to throw away in a couple days or weeks, right?
I can't tell you how many expos and things you go home and it was like, oh, take this, and you get a bunch of tchotchkes or whatever you call them, and you're like, I needed more of these, right?
So exactly, that's exactly right. Yep.
Let's talk about the breakout sessions, some of the times. So if people want to come to a specific speaker or hear about something specific, can you go over when things will be happening? So if somebody's listening and says, I'm thinking about it, and maybe this topic appeals to them.
You know, and I think we're still working out some of those times. But I know, for example, Home energy efficiency will be kind of in the middle of the day, so around 11. And I believe there will be some things on the Trex and how to recycle your, you know, soft plastics like your plastic bags. That'll be at 11:30. And at noon, I know we're likely to have a presentation about styrofoam and what we're doing with the styrofoam. I also know that Molly Kelsvig, I believe I'm saying her name correctly, she's with the City of Mankato, and she'll have information on some of the information with the city and the waste wizard that the city offers on their website. So ways of really, how do I get rid of any item that I have? You know, is there a way to recycle this? Is there a certain place I should take it? You know, does it cost money to get rid of it? So so that'll be really valuable. There'll just be a number of things, but we're still locking down some of those presenters. I apologize.
I see there's one on composting, and I think that's a great, as a gardener, of course, that's something I do all the time. But for folks who aren't familiar, that might be a neat presentation in the morning to check out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're hoping for that at 10:30. And really, I know that, you know, the cities of Mankato and North Mankato have organic composting, so you can take it to, or organic recycling, excuse me. So you can take your composting, your, you know, kitchen scraps and things like that, and you can take it to, then it's an industrial compost site that it goes to. And so you can take it to the sites around the city where there's a dumpster. You can put it in there, and then they haul it off. So, you know, but sometimes it takes a minute to think through, okay, how would I do that in my home? Like, for example, in our home, we have it in our fridge, and we fill a container. And when that gets full, we dump it in a paper bag in the freezer. Oh. That paper bag can go in the composting. And then when the paper bag is full, we take that to the dumpster with our, you know, pizza box from the last couple of weeks or whatnot, because all of that is compostable with the industrial composting.
Well, that's great to know. So there's things that I don't know, too. I'm sure I could learn. So this is on Saturday, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Sibley Park Pavilion. It's called Less is Best, Ways to Reduce Waste event, hosted by Mankato Area Zero Waste. Is there a website or anything we can go to find out more information, Sonia?
So there will be the Mankato Zero Waste Facebook is going to have the event and flyers around town, but I think that Facebook is probably the best way to get it, or of course our website. Yep.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Sonia, before I let you go?
No, you know, I think we'd love to see you all there, and I think it'll be a great day.
And bring your kids, because there'll be activities for them too, it looks like.
Absolutely.
And it's a park, so that always helps.
That's right, exactly. It's a beautiful park.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Karen. Have a great day.
Every Day is Earth Day is supported by Minnesota Valley Federal Credit Union. With two locations in Mankato since 1934, it pays to bank where you're part owner, member NCUA. More at mnvalleyfcu.coop. And Every Day is Earth Day is also supported by members of the Executive Board of the South Central Minnesota Clean Energy Council. Find out more at smcleanenergy.org.